where we were. So a couple of people made comments to me, and, you know, basically it's in the nature of any limud, and certainly the way that we, go about, limudim in general in this kind of approach, but certainly even more so in Yevamos, because it is so interconnected, that everything keeps, getting revised, or everything is building on each other. I think that's a very exciting thing. It makes it more complicated. And especially if people are coming in the middle of the year, and there are a couple of people, it certainly makes it more difficult for them. So if anybody can help the, new additions, that would be appreciated. But the point is that we keep having to revisit issues, that we've begun to explore, and we keep having to add to it, and that's good, and that's the way it should be. So in talking about Nida, I say there are really several aspects of this topic. You could just, learn the Tosis and the other Shittas and move on, which is fine. But they really do touch on a universal question, which we are going to pick up with today a little bit and hopefully finish, by Sunday. And that is not exhausted, but, the question of what constitutes erva and whether Nida's erva, and so on. But, of course, in addition to that, it's touching on the question of Nasra, and whether that is something independent, and what it is it, and is it, again, a kind of a more technical halakha, albeit one that reflects, or is it, require a certain stature or intensity? You only say Nasra, in other words, for things that either undermine Zika, or at least that, are, incongruous, with what Yibam is about. And it's also touching on the question, the more fundamental question, and that is the relationship, between, the standards of Kiddushin and Ishus generally, by which I mean Tfisas Kiddushin, on one side, and the role of both Kinyan and Mitzvahs Yibum on the other, things that we've touched on already, earlier in the year, both of which we've touched on. So again, this came up very much the other day, when we were talking about, the question whether or not Nida, even Bishaito, this part of the question, Nida Bishaito, is, subject to Yibum or not, even if Lechatchila you shouldn't and you should wait. But, were you to, be of our Uba'al, Lashem, or of our Uba'al, would that constitute Yibum or not? And that's, revolves around the Sugim Psachim, as we discussed on Ayin Beis Omid Beis, and the different ways to understand it, and so on. So a number of you, again, we were trying to explain, as we were starting with the assumption that there's a difficulty if you don't accept, the conclusion that Avar Uba'al, is a proper Yibum. So again, those who have a different read of that Gemara, and we explained how that could be, or who showed even reticence initially to embrace that Gemara, that we certainly have, at least in the beginning of Tosis. What would be that, the default assumption we were making was, that is not a problem, but that, requires explanation. In other words, this, in the context of, regular Tfisas Kedushin, would work. Why wouldn't it work in Yibum? And that, places, this question into a bigger context, namely, what is the nature of Ishus Shel Yibum as opposed to regular Ishus, both in terms of the effect, the chalos, as well as the, what do we have till now? We have the Misas, we have the marriage of the mace, and to some extent she is still Ishus, Hamace. Again, whether that's always would be true, it's only true in this context because of the unfinished business and the mitzvah and so on. We have the Zika, which might be the same thing or might not. We have some notion of Hikno Lom and Hashamayim, but we don't know exactly what that means or how big a role that plays. I've already noted a very big role for the Rambam, less of a role maybe for others. And then we have, again, this question, what do you need to do, from there? So on one level, it's that kind of a question. And another level, it's a question about the nature of chalos, ishus in general. So it's a very critical question. So a number of you, Natan, and then in a note, Natan also, sent me, I guess I don't know if the two Natans were you know, colluding or coordinating, or it's a name thing, or it's just a coincidence. But reminding us of something that we had mentioned previously and which we still have to get back to, and that is, you know, the parallels of other cases where there doesn't seem to be Yibum, even though there is Tfisas Kiddusha. Right, Nathan? For example? Amonah min Nisuin, which is another way of saying... Right, Ein Aseh Docha Lo Saseh Gaseh. That's what Nathan also mentioned to me. So we actually did mention this earlier in the year when we were talking about... So I just want to, you know, make clear and put it in context. We will, you know, get back to being Besake in this, but we keep building on it. Again, you know, the Gemara had, you know, Ahava Mina on Chaf Amud Aleph, or, you know, two Chaf Amud Beis, and we read that Gemara, where the Gemara thought, at least for a short, you know, period of time, that Chai Be'Lavin, right, and that's, again, the Mishnah says about Chai Be'Lavin, you know, that they are, you know, B'Chalitza, but not B'Yibum, right, as opposed to, you know, the Ervas of the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph. And the Gemara originally thought that that was a din d'oraisa, and you know that, you know, based on, again, you know, reading the psukim and zeres hakasuv, you know, then the Gemara said at one point, like, oh, so there is, right? Well, we just look at language very quickly, but again, this is the context. So just to remind everybody, it's always important to put things in context, and that's why I thought both comments were totally correct. Again, the Mishnah says. So the Gemara has two deos. What's, you know, what is kedusha? What is mitzvah? One seems to be related to drabanans. Okay, that we can, even that's fascinating, but we'll get back to it. But the daraisa one is, you know, chai de'labin, and the Gemara says kapasik v'tani. The Gemara wants to know. Right, lo shnomen on nesuin, lo shnomen eirsin. That's what Nathan was just referring to. Bishlomen on nesuin, referring to amana lekoin gadol. Ase velo sase, ein ase, docha lo sase biase. Elamina eirsin, lo sase grady yavo ase viyidcha, lo sase. Right. So again, meirosh. What the Gemara is saying is that, you know, we thought that maybe the case of the Mishnah where you have, you know, no yibum, but yes chalitza. Is a case of einase dochalos ase biase. So the Gemara thought originally that the chalitza, you know, in that case, you know, would be, you know, doraisa, and the yibum would be excluded doraisa, even though there is tfisas kedusha, right? And then the Gemara says, you know, but since it sounds like in the Mishnah that even ase dochalos ase cases are, you know, chalitza b'liyibum. So the Gemara originally had a havamina, you know, that it's true for all. Amar abidu marav, amar krov, v'olsi yivama. Again, we still have to speak more about it. Hashara, ein tamad lomar yivemto, ma tamad lomar yivemto. Yesh chal yivama achas, she'ola l'chalitza v'ein olim. So, of course, in addition to this, another topic that we're, that this Tosis, or the Rosh at least in Tosis, and the Achronim in our Tosis, also, again, like, you know, this is testing the rule of kol she'en ol yibam en ol chalitza, kol she'en ol, you know, in the other direction. So the Gemara thought there's a doraisa exception, you know, to the all or nothing yibam v'chalitza connection, and we'll see. Ezezu chai ve'lavin. So here the Gemara thinks that for a moment at least, that chai ve, even chai ve'lavin, there's no yibam doraisa, even though there is chalitza. And then the Gemara says, ema chai ve'krisus. So then the Gemara wants to exclude that because of kol ola liyibum ola chalitza. Then the Gemara says yachay chay belavin nami. The Gemara says Rabbi Rachmana. Then the Gemara says my rois mistabra chay belavin. And the Gemara answers mistabra chay belavin tafsi b'hu kedusha chay bekrisus lo tafsi b'kedusha. This is the key line, you know, in everything that we've been discussing about this question. You have to like invoke this line, but the problem is this line isn't havamina of the Gemara. Meaning the Gemara thinks that the factor, here's the place in Shas where the Gemara thinks that Tfisas Kiddushin is directly responsible for a status in Yibum. Okay? But, you know, the status that the Gemara thinks it is connected to is complicated. You know, it's Ein Yibum, even though there's Tfisas Kedushin. Right? But yes, Chalitza. And the Gemara thought this was Doraisa, and that the difference between Chai Be Krisus and Chai Be Lavin, Doraisa, even though both of them, in one case you have an exclusion of, you know, Yibum completely, or probably exclusion of Zika. In the other case you have the Zika, obviously, because you have the Chalitza. So you have Chalitza, but you don't have Yibum, is due to Tfisas Kiddushin. So then, with the Gemara in the end of the Daf, ends up saying that this is not correct, because, you know, Ase Do Chalos Ase really allows for, you know, a limited, whether it's Bia Rishona or Tchilas Bia Rishona, according to Tosfos, right? But they, so it's just simply a Gzeira Atu Atu, you know, so in the end, we're not sure whether or not Tfisas Kiddushin has any impact on Yibum, right? Or maybe it has, you know, total impact, you know, on Yibum. Meaning, right, the compromise view in the middle, where the Gemara thought in Midoraisa that there was Chalitza but no Yibum, you know, is particularly, you know, curious. So then you get this in the Rishonim, like, what about this? The Gemara is Chozar and Ase Do Chalos Ase. That's what Natan was asking. That's what Natan was asking. But what about Ase Do Chalos Ase Viase? Right? Is that example Doraisa? So we still have to get back to that. That's part of our list, together with, you know, Tanai Beget and a few other things. We did Rabbi Akiva already. These are all cases where we are testing exactly, you know, these issues and questions. So Tosis has the question of, let's say, Ase Docha Ase. There's no Ein Ase Docha Ase. What is the status, you know, with regard, you know, to Chalitza? Right? There is Tfisas Kiddushin. Ase docha los ase, ein ase docha los ase bi ase. But there is Tfisas Kiddushin. And it seems like there is Chalitza, you know, Doraisa. So that these are the things that we need to test. But it's that line in the Gemara, in the Hava Mina. And then I think I mentioned, I wanted this documented better, that both in the Yerushalmi and in the Sifrei, there seem to actually be not just Havaminas, but Deos, depending on the Girsa, that really hold that Ein Ase, that even though Ase is Dokalos Ase, that you'll have, you know, an exclusion, you know, of Yibum. So on the one hand, we had, I'm just trying to just to fit it into the bigger picture, meaning if you talk about the relationship of Yibum and Tfisas Kiddushin, both vis-a-vis the Yibum, the Zika, and the Chalitza, and the possibility of making distinctions. So on the one hand, you have, you know, the whole discussion of, you know, possibly Chai Ve Krisus having Yibum, even though there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, although we explain different ways to approach that, according to some of which you can neutralize it. It's only according to the Hava Mina that in general, Ase is Doka, Los Ase Shesh Bakar. That was my suggestion. Or it's because the Chomer, you know, Ha'iser doesn't apply in that case, or it wouldn't apply. So what looks like a spectacular Hava Mina, you know, or spectacular view, you know, is less spectacular, you know, when you start, you know, stripping it down to, you know, to its component. But the Pashtus, and, you know, this is why Reb Chaim had trouble with it, but others, you know, saw it as a conclusion. You know, there you have situation of absence of Tfisas Kiddushin, and yet you could have, you know, even, you know, even Yibum. So that's in one direction, right? And then that's exactly what you have, although you can be Mechalik with Rabbi Akiva, which we did discuss already. I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, you know, Chai Be Lavin, according to the view of Rabbi Akiva, that Chai Be Lavin, you know, are no Tfisas Kiddushin, and there is Mamzerus, you know, and yet the Rishonim are asking, you know, and Tosis is leaving it B'tzarachiyun, you know, but there's still Ase Dochalos Ase. So you have a situation where maybe there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, you know, but you can, but there is a mitzvah, you know. You know, what will happen, you know, under those conditions? So the Rishonim will say there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, or the ones who say there's a shame erva, and that's a discussion of Bikiva. Rabbi Peretz, Tosa Rosh, the Ramban, we saw them all already. But there are quite a few Rishonim, including our printed Tosas, that don't have an answer for this question. So these are cases where there seemed to be a problem. You know, you can eliminate the Tfisas Kiddushin, and you might still, in other words, we're more makel, if you want to call it that way, on the standards of Yibum, you know, than we are of Kiddushin. The cases that we're talking about, you know, the Havamina of the Gemara about Ase Dechalos Ase, maybe the Maskana of Ase Keneged Ase or Ase Keneged Los Ase V'Ase, we still want to sum them up. They're different views. These are cases where you have Tfisas Kiddushin, but it's not good enough, right? And that could be for the various reasons that we discussed. And Nida is a good example of that as well, because Nida, again, open question whether it's Erva, but there definitely is Tfisas Kiddushin. And since there's definitely Tfisas Kiddushin, you know, the idea that that might not be enough, you know, for, you know, Yibum, which is, you know, definitely views of the Rishonim, or, you know, the question of, like, what impact would that have, you know, even if it's not enough for Yibum, you know, would it be enough for Chalitza, right? Would there at least be, you know, Zika, you know, under those, you know, circumstances? So this becomes, or these become, a bunch of cases where we're testing this relationship of Tfisas Kiddushin or Ishus generally, you know, and Yibum. Yeah, Kiva.
In the Gemara, even if this line were true, Maskana.
Even what?
Even if this line of Mistabach Adelam Tasku Kiddushin, even if it were true, Maskana, the Gemara doesn't seem to be saying that there's a direct connection between Tfisas Kiddushin and Yibum. But that if we're going to be Marbe,
You can read it that way. Right.
So Mistabra that we're going to do, the one that has these Kiddushin.
It's hard to know. I mean, you can read the Gemara either. I mean, that would be a minimal. What you're suggesting, I would say, I would reformulate your comment. I would say, you know, there is a way to read the Gemara in a more minimalist way, where even in the Havamina, the Gemara isn't suggesting a direct correlation, let's say, between Chalitza, at least, and Tfisas Kiddushin. But the Gemara is just telling you, listen, we have the following reality, namely, you know, we have a stira in psukim, you know, and then we're trying to be, you know, we're trying to reconstruct, you know, the dinim. So in assessing which pasuk is likely to be referring to chayvei krisus and which pasuk is referring to chayvei lavin, you know, since there is a kula associated with chayvei lavin, namely tfisas kiddushin, so it's more mistaber to say, you know, in the hierarchy that this is a chayvei lavin halakha. But even, and then, I know, I think your point is valid. I'm just saying, so then you would, then say, there's a minimalist way even to read the Havamina. And, you know, if you just take the language, I think that's true. And, but the Gemara never really thinks there's a direct correlation between the two, because it totally understands that, you know, the Ishus of Yibum and the Ishus of regular, you know, Kiddushin and so on are totally different. But is it also very easy to read what the Gemara is saying is, no, Mistabra, I mean, you know, not just Mistabra because you have to make a choice, but on the contrary, like, it's very compelling that since there's Tfisas Kiddushin, that there would be Chalitza, and then the Gemara's, you know, conclusion, which is there's also really Yibum, you know, isn't just a coincidence necessarily either. So I wouldn't say it's a Kasha, but what I would say, you're right in the reading of the Gemara, you know, there's a way to like marginalize Tfisas Kiddushin. You know, I do agree in the language you could say it that way. If I was reading the Gemara on my own, I wouldn't assume the marginalized way. I think it's just the language of the Gemara saying, "Oh, what are you talking about?" It's, you know, like how much of a you know, it's a good question, but, or what are you talking about? You know, how could you compare these things? And on the contrary, like, you know, is it so compelling that Tfisas Kiddushin would be a factor? Yeah, not that.
But if you view it as a more direct correlation, then it would be like a little bit from Stavros, and because there's Tfisas Kiddushin, therefore from Amai, Fagilavim, from Yibum, because the drasha is...
No. I mean, therefore we're Marbe, Fagilavim, for Chalitza.
No, but the default assumption is that there's Yibum and Chalitza.
I mean, so when the Gemara has it here on Chaf Amud Beis, on Chaf Amud Av, on Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara is trying to explain that the Mishnah isn't a Din D'Rabbanan, right, in Chai Ve'Lavin, it's a Din D'Oraisa.
Yeah.
Now that Din D'Oraisa, you know, that troubles them, that troubles the Gemara, you know, is how can you have a case, you know, of no yibum, and yes, chalitza. At that point, that what troubles them is the chalitza part, not the no yibum, but the yes chalitza. So the Gemara is saying, and right, that be, by the way, you know, that might be another way to marginalize the Gemara a little more. You say, oh, the Gemara only thought, right, Akiva? In addition to the, oh, Mistabra, we're looking for a chiluk, we're reconstructing. Another point might be to say, if we were thinking about Yibum, we wouldn't think Tfisas Kedusha was relevant, because we understand that Chalos Ishus of Yibum and Chalos Ishus of everything else are totally different, right? But, you know, since we're zeroing in to explain Chalitza Doraisa, which may depend not on the viability of Yibum, but simply on Zika, right? So as far as that is concerned, you know, since it's Tfisas Kedusha, that is... So I'm saying that might be another way to marginalize, if you want to marginalize. But the point of the Gemara at this point, at this, you know, juncture, is to explain, you know, how could there be Chalitza Doraisa? You know, what's the difference between that and... And if you're saying that already, that there's an exception to Kola Ola Yibum Ola Chalitza and so on, like, how do you know that that's only B'chaive Lav? And why, maybe that stops the B'chaive Krisis. So the Gemara is connecting, you know, Tfisas Kiddushin to that distinction. Now, in the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara ends up saying, you know, that there's also Yibum Doraisa, we just don't know, is that, you know, and it is different from B'chaive Krisis, there's a bigger gap, right? Does that have anything to do with the Tfisas Kiddushin? In which case, its role has expanded. And then to use that also for things like Nida, or you know, what are you going to say about, again, Chayve, you know, Asay and Los Asay, certainly on the Chalitza side, but even on the Yibum side, that becomes, you know, more of an issue. But it's, in the Gemara, it's not to explain, you know, Yibum. It's to explain, at that point, it's to explain no Yibum, the Afal Pichain Chalitza, right? Okay. You seem like you're not so convinced. Yeah.
The Gemara brings up the Mistabra to explain why it applies the Drasha to Chayvei Lavi and not to Chayvei Krita.
Why the discrepancy between Chalitza and Yibum, meaning being Marbe Chalitza in this case, can stand, you know, for Chayvei Lavi, and even though it can't for Chayvei Krita. But at this point, the Gemara thinks that the exclusion of Yibum is, I don't know if it's equal, but it's also applicable to Chayvei Lav.
When the Gemara says Ve'ema Chayvei Krisos, what would have been with Chayvei Lav? Is that, oh, we're going to apply the Xeris HaKadosh?
So it's hard to know that. It could be that, you know, no, it's strange. Maybe the Gemara thinks that,
so
you know...
If we would say that he would have applied Yibum and Chalitza to Chayvei Lav at that stage... And I think Nathan's question is...
No, I understand, but there's no... I mean, again, we're trying to explain all this in the context of the Mishnah, which is saying that there's a discrepancy... Which is saying clearly that Chayvei Lavin are not. Okay. So that's why I don't think... It is strange that the Gemara would even have a Hava Mina, you know, that Chayvei Krisis somehow would be more flexible, but I think there might be reasons for that, which I'll get back to. Yeah.
With both Seba Asay, is the Gemara saying that...
If what?
With both Seba Asay, is the Gemara saying that even when...
Right, so that's all, we'll get back to that point. I mean, again, that's what I mentioned before. I don't want to. We've done some of this, but you know, with Katan and some of the other cases as well. You know, and you know, Hara. What is the relationship between the Kinyan part and the Mitzvah part? The Chacham Tzvi's question. You know, what about you know, Katan who's Mufka from Mitzvos? Is he also Mufka from Kinyan? And what kind of Kabbana do you require? So I don't want to get too deeply embedded in it. We'll get back to Chayvei Asay and Asay Balav in particular. I'm just trying to show that the roots of this are in this Gemara, and the question is, in the Maskana, you know, does it play zero role, because that was just a Habamina that is rejected, or, on the contrary, it plays even a bigger role. You know, it would play a role, the echo of it, it resonates maybe in cases of, you know, Asay Balav or Asay, etc., this distinction between Chalitza and Yibum. Maybe it even plays a bigger role in terms of Yibum, right? Because, you know, Ase Bechalos Ase Doraisa, right? There is Yibum, you know, before the Atu. So, again, when it comes to Nida, for example, which is, you know, seems like a parallel situation, right? So, as we know, all bets are off. We have a full range of view. That's why we're doing it, right? Meaning, there are those who think that there's even Yibum, and therefore it's Olah LeYibum right away. You know, there are those who think, you know, that, you know, there's not even Chalitza, right? If you think that in theory it should belong to the Mishnah, you know, for example, so you're assuming that there's no Chalitza and there's even, you know, Tsaras, you know, Erba. And even if you don't think it belongs to the Mishnah, you might be thinking that. That's a big debate among the Achronim. And then there's a middle view, you know, which is that, the, you know, in the case of Nida, there's no Yibum, right? But that doesn't mean that, or I'd say in Hava, meaning of Tosis, or maybe, but there would be Chalitza, or Chaim held that way, you know. And we'll get to that, but meaning just because, you know, the Gemara thought that there would be no Yibum, you know, and that there would even be Nasra, that doesn't mean that there wouldn't be Chalitza. Right? So that's an interesting question. For example, on that question, Gufa, where there is, Tfisas Kedushim, there's no Yibum, is there also no, how do you compare, let's say, Nida, let's say, to, you know, Ase Valav? Like, why would there be Chalitza there, you know, if there wouldn't be a Nida? You know, the majority view of the Rishonim is that in the Havamina that it was Nesra, you know, there wouldn't be Chalitza either. You know, again, some of the Achronim make the diuk, and, you know, some of them are very assertive about it, including Reb Chaim, that, like, it can't be different than Asi B'Lav, which is, you know. Anyway, okay, so this is a question that we need to continue to get back to, and then Asi B'Lav and Asi, and so on. And Tanai Beget, we'll talk about. What about Sota and Matzu Grishasa? That's another example, right? Sota and Matzu Grishasa are both cases where there is, again, they're also a little bit different because the problem is not between the, you know, between the Isha and the Yavam. You know, the problem is in the soured relationship between the Isha, you know, and the Baal. But even if you were to look at it from that standpoint, right, it's, we talked about it already a little bit, but I want to sum it up still. But even in terms of the Baal, if the Baal, you know, were to continue his relationship, it's not Chai Bekrisis, right? And there is Tvisas, you know, Kiddushin. Let's say he divorced his Sota wife. Or, you know, well, in the case of Matzu Grishasa, that's exactly the case. Let's say she married, you know, remarried in the Interzotz Asur. But then he, you know, was Mekadesher. You know, the hall and the rabbi and the whole bit, you know, or not, whatever. But, you know, he was Mekadesher again. Is Kiddushin Chal Besota? Is Kiddushin Chal B'ma? Again, there wouldn't be Matzu Grishasa if it wasn't Chal, right? So, and yet, it's possible, depending on how you read, you know, again, whether you hold like the Ravid, whether you hold like the Ramban, whether you hold like the Balei Rashi and the Balei Tosis and most Rishonim, like, you know, Tuma Ke'erva. Now, we're talking about Nida, right? That's what I'm saying. All these, you know, in Rabbi Akiva, we don't know, is Archai Ve'lav and Erva. So too, in Sota and Matzu Grishasa, it's Tuma Ke'erva, but there is Tfisas Kiddushin, you know, in those cases. You know, in Chai Ve'Asei, or Chai Ve, you know, Asei Balav, you know, there's no Heter, you know, but there is Tfisas Kiddushin, there's no Erva, right? But in these other cases, there's Erva, but there's no, but there is, you know, Tvisas Kedusha. Another issue, like, which comes up, which I'll talk about in a second, and that is, like, a Mumar, right? So there's a big discussion whether or not the relation to a Mumar, you know, is a kind of Erva, is it like Sota, you know, is it have that status vis-a-vis things like Yehari Bayav or other things, which we'll talk about. But it also comes up, you know, in discussions in here, you know, in terms of Yibum, right? So actually, the comparison between Nida and Mumar is a very, you know, big topic, right, Tani? That's a discussion of the Trumas Hadeshen. Was it Reish Yud Tes? So the Trumas Hadeshen, a famous piece in Reish Yud Tes, that's his first piece in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, you know, discusses the question of a muma. And we should look at that. Tani mentioned to me the other day, correctly, you know, for also the language that he uses regarding, we didn't discuss this part of it, we discussed the other part, namely the language that Trumas HaDeshen uses with regard to Nida. That he tries to bring a raya from Mumar, to Mumar from Nida. That's the discussion, you know, in the Trumas HaDeshen. So he, one of the things that he said, the language, do you have language there? Yeah, so he's working with Tosas, basically. The Trumas HaDeshen is working with the printed Tosas, or the equivalent of it, correct? And, you know, the maskana that there's no, you know, Nesra, and probably that even b'di'eved, you know, if you were Boel v'nida, that it would, there would be Yibum, right? But he describes, and that's what we're going to talk about now, he describes Nida, he says, even though Nida is Erva Gemura. Now, of course, this gets us in, so, but again, before we get to that part of it, meaning, as we noted, just technically, you know, unlike the Tosarosh and the Tosishanim and Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, you know, and the Rabban, you know, who seem to be weighing in on the status of Nida as an Erva, the Rabban we'll see in a minute, that's a little bit more of a question, but our Tosas, our printed Tosas, right, mentions nothing about Nida being an Erva or not being an Erva in the answer, right? So it would appear, again, anybody who thinks it should be part of the Mishnah, you know, one of the Arayos, you know, seems to be, you know, assuming that. But then the question is, what's the answer? What's the maskana? So, but Artosis doesn't say, Artosis says it's different than Achos Isha, you know, with regard to the consequence of Nasra, because, you know, that's a paradigm that matters. And the significance, say Tosis, you know, of that is, you know, whether or not it's something which is, you know, Asura, you know, Tvei, or even Tvei, you know, to the Yavam, or it's a broader problem that includes, you know, everybody. So, again, if you risk being on Tosas Kipshuta, you could say that Tosas is not weighing in on Nida Ke'erva. Maybe Tosas thinks that Nida's Erva Gemura, right? However, Nasra, this time matters also, Nasra doesn't depend on Erva or non-Erva. You can have an Erva Gemura, and there still won't be Nasra, because what's important for Nasra is, you know, the particularity, or the relationship aspect, we'll call it, you know, of the, obstacle. Right? That's exactly how the Trumas HaDeshen read Tosas. You have the line there? When he explains the comparison? Because again, he's reading Tosas by saying, taking advantage of the fact that Tosas doesn't use the kind of language, again, I don't know whether he saw Tosarosh or the others or not, hard to know. But I'm saying, you know, that he took advantage of it, or, you know, noting or not, you know, recognizing that Tosas says nothing about the issue of Erva per se, unlike these other formulations in the Baalei Tosas. He says it's Erva Gemura. But the conclusion of Tosas then is that, you know, never say Nasra, you know, whenever there's an Iser across the board, you know, not an Iser that is more specific to the other. You have the line there? Tani, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, meaning the connection to Mumar, you know, again, because if I were to ask you, and this is the question, and there's a big, big diyun in the poskim, this question of Mumaris. In general, Mumar and Yibum is a fascinating, you know, issue. Like, you know, the husband's a Mumar, the Yavam's a Mumar, the Baal was a Mumar, the woman's a Mumar. It's like, you know, it's a plague. Apparently, first of all, it's clear that there was halacha l'maisa, and already from the start of the... Okay, we'll talk about it, but already from the time of the Gaonim, like the Gaonim are weighing in, and the question is, I'll just tell you the question, you know, on several levels is, you know, whether this is, you know, just a subcategory to the broader question of Yisrael Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael Hu, and the status of a Mumar or a Meshulad. Right? So whatever you're going to say about Yibum and any of these applications, you know, just to, you know, is the same that you would say about Gitin, let's say, and Kiddushin. And that is certainly an approach of already some of the Gaonim, and then later some of the Rishonim and the Poskim. Right? Or, you know, whether or not, you know, Achim, you know, Yachdav, or other factors, you know, determine that, you know, Mumar is a more acute problem, let's say, in Yibum than it is elsewhere. Very fascinating question. And then, you know, which aspect of it, you know, the original Baal, the Isha, the Yavam, like, again, we'll do a survey of this, and we'll look at some of the languages that we've shown. Very important. Also, it's important for the issue of whether, you know, Nisuin Mapilin or Misa Mapel, like when Yavam, you know, the Mumar when, you know, the timing question also. But okay, so that's the issue. So this is what the Trumas HaDeshin discussed. So if I were to ask, like in general, like, you know, there's a question whether Nida is excluded from Yibum. And there's another question whether Nida, you know, assuming it is excluded from Yibum, you know, so what about Nesra? Right? And then there's a third question, and that is, you know, even if Nida is excluded from Yibum or there is a Nesra, what about, you know, Chalitza, and what about the fourth question, Tzaras Erva? Right? There are four questions connected to Nida, right? The status of Nida herself, you know, the question of Nesra, and the question of Chalitza and Tzaras Erva. We've encountered. But the Trumas HaDeshen, I believe, in that piece also, assumes that Tzaras Erva, right, issue is Haba Hatalia. Is that right? He assumes that whatever you're going to say about Nesra and so on, you know, includes Tzaras Erva as well, which I don't think in Tosis you have to say at all. And our Tosis doesn't mention Chalitza. Our Tosis doesn't mention Tzaras Erva. Our Tosis only discusses, you know, explicitly, you know, whether Yibum is Chal and whether Nesra is Chal. Okay. Anyway, so this is a parallel question regarding, you know, different variations, you know, of Mumar. So while the Minchas Chinuch, in the context of Kiddush Hashem, talks about Mumar as like, you know, maybe Mumar is like Sota. Maybe it's a Kol Shekein. Maybe it's, you know, Tuma Ke'erva. Right? Like, is it worse than Machzor Gushaso? He talks about it even in terms of, you know, Yibum that way, a little bit. What's that? Reish. What is that? Reish Tzadi Hei, maybe? The Minchas Chinuch. You get a chance to look at it. You know, be pashtus, you know, there's no, it's not erva like nida at all. You know, whether it's erva like tuma of sota and masu grushaso, very questionable. Okay. So that's why the Trumas HaDeshen zeroes in, you know, on the, excuse me, on the nesra part of it. There's no nesra, you know, because Nesra itself just depends on its human relationship. The kind of obstacle, you know, that is particular to the relationship, you know, with the Yavam. If it's something across the board, then that doesn't trigger, you know, a Nesra. Okay, but once again, is there Tfisas Kiddushin for a Mumar? But Pashtus, this, in that sense, it's also parallel. The Pashtus, you know, there is Tisas Kiddush. That's what we say. Yisrael Afa Pishachat to Yisrael Hu. You know, most of the Rishonim of the opinion, like the famous Tshuva of Rashi that became, you know, so much part of normative psak, and that is that the Kiddushin is Kiddushin, and the Gittin is Gittin. So, you know, if the Yibum is not Yibum, which some Rishon, or of things of that sort, or maybe there's not even Chalitza, the range of views in Mumar would be another way of testing this question of Tfisas, you know, Kiddushin as a paradigm, or because of the assay, because of the greater sensitivity, because of, you know, where you are in the stage of it, as we discussed, that it might be different. Okay, so that is, that's something to look at further. Let's go talk about the Nida part now. So, having mentioned the Trumas HaDeshen,
So just going back to the Chai V'Aseh V'Los Aseh.
Yeah.
Those themselves on Chav, that Chai V'Aseh V'Los Aseh would not be Ola L'Yibom, and only Ola L'Chalitza.
Right.
So how could Yibom be possible? Maybe it's a question of the Achronis.
Yeah, I think I meant it is. So I'll get back to that. I'll come back. I mean, you're asking, so how could you be Mechalek between Nida and...
How could Nida be more Kal as a Chai V'Kares than the...
Then the Aseh and the La.
And just Chai V'Aseh. That should at least...
Right. So let's hold on a... On a kares, on an onish level, it can't.
Right.
Right, for sure. The question is, can it on a relationship level? Right? Because the fact, that it's true, that's kind of what I was alluding to before. There's tfisas kiddushin in both cases. Right? Nida may be an erba, right? Yes or no? It's definitely in Parshas Arayos. It's definitely... Kares, those would seem to make it, more of a problem, right? The other side of it, though, is if you think, right, that the biggest problem in Zika is the propriety of the relationship, right? So in some respects, Chavilavin, right, or in the case of Chavilavin v'Aseh, because there's also no Aseh, no Kalos Aseh, becomes... worse than Nida.
Those are like Isra Ishos, this is Isra Bia, something?
What?
Like
yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, as a Maisa Beira, as an Isra Bia, Nida is certainly worse. But as a, Pagam, let's say, in Ishos, it's better. For the reason, of it's ironically, like, how could something be? It's like kind of what Rabbi Yosef Engel was struggling with a little bit. How could an Iser Atzmi be worse than an Iser Ledavar Acher? So too, you might ask on a quantitative hierarchical level. Going back to Tosfos, I think the same thing almost, which is how could something which is usher to everybody? It's like the Maram's formulation was, an intrinsic Iser and a kind of, a coincidental Iser. Right, so that's what he was having so much trouble with, and he gave his two very interesting answers. I was suggesting that what he really, really, really means to say is that it's a relationship problem, as opposed to an objective Maisa Bia problem. Right? Similarly, taking our, what Tosa says, the Tosa is saying, this is going to be easier, because it's not a din in the Baal, everybody's Osir. All the brothers are Osir, and all the people are Osir. The more Osir, the more humble, no? The answer is often yes, but it's also sometimes a very one-dimensional way of thinking about things. Because if something applies to everyone, then obviously it doesn't apply particularly to anyone. And, maybe that the Yibum is all about the relationship, as we discussed. So I think that would be a great example. So that, I didn't want, I was going to speak about it later, but no, it's fine. Yeah. But that's, I think, what you need to say. But it's only if you juxtapose, and there are chronim for sure. I'm not sure what they say, but I know that this is a common question.
And then, the fallout from that is that what's the reason why Chai V'Aseh, Chai V'Aseh V'Los Aseh don't do Yibum? It's because Ein Aseh Docha Aseh, or Ein Aseh Docha Los Aseh V'Aseh. So Rebbe's now claiming that principle of just, which seems to be a din klali, just Ein Aseh Docha
Aseh. No, so it might be that you can override the relationship part, as long as on the Chomer side, you have still Aseh Docha Los Aseh. Right? Maybe. But where you have a los ase viase,
right,
where A, you can't override it, so there's no, especially if that would give you a hutra, that would obviously help. If it's only dechuya, it's less so, but at least you don't violate. Right? It's still something.
But how does that plow?
I'm saying two things. Number one, it could be that when, and this is a question, like it goes back to something else that we discussed. You know, let's say two lavin. Let's say, or is it true in every lav and ase? You know, or does it depend on the actual relationship between them? Like, you know, can you say divide and conquer? Or there's like a fusion. Oh, this is a, you know, lav yase. You know what I'm saying? So, and that you might also be mechalek between, I was suggesting that. Ase docha ase, as opposed to ena. Ase docha los ase viase. Or what happens when you avar and you do it anyway? You know, do you just, you know, you violate the ase or you violate the lav? So what I'm saying is two things. The difference, I mean, your question's a very good question. Okay, Mark, just to make it clear. Mark's saying, oh, fine, great. But then, aren't you actually, you know, suggesting, you know, when you now compare ase dochalos ase, but ein ase dochalos ase vi ase.
Doesn't seem to be a chalak in, like, isn't it Isser and Isha?
Right, so you're saying, bishlom with a havamina, that even ase dochalos ase is that kind of a problem. You know, and maybe in that sense, it's worse, you know, let's say the nida, you know. But you're saying, but lamaskana, where we are saying ase dechalos ase, so obviously on the relationship side, we have a solution. So does the extra ase make such a difference? So what I'm saying is two things. Number one, it makes a difference. It could make a difference simply in the reality of whether this is a dvar heter or a dvar iser.
Okay, which then...
Right, number one. And that in two senses. Certainly if it's Hutra, like, you know, Rabbeinu Gershom and maybe the Ramban and things like that. A different kind of Hutra maybe, but a certain kind of a Hutra. But even if it's Dechuya, when in the end of the day, you know, the ability to do it, as opposed to doing it B'Isser, you know, as a concept, you know, as a factor of a Metzias factor, also ends up, you know, being relevant to what I call Kedusha Sishas Shalim. That, so that's number one. Certainly on a Hutra level and even on a Dechuya level. In addition to that, if the point of the combination of Lav Vyase, you know, is not just, oh, there's something further and that's just too much heavy lifting, you know, but, oh, when there's a Lav and an Ase, that also shows it's a different, just like Kares often shows a different kind of an Iser, you know, than... Let's say a lav, maybe a lav yase when they're related, you know, also shows that it's a different level, and maybe that is what makes it different.
And that's reflected on it, like it's more of a gamanisha than just a lav.
Yeah,
like it's quality,
exactly.
Not just quality.
Like why are? Okay. If we were to ask the question, like, you know, how come there's a lav and an ase here?
Okay.
You know, and in other things, there's only a lav.
Right, but like.
But that would assume, that would depend on, again, how this din of ase, in terms of Yibam in particular, that this din of enase dochalos ase biase, you know, what kind of relationship does the ase and love have to have with each other, as opposed to it like being just coincidental or, you know, then it's clear it's just a power struggle. And so on. Okay. Okay. Sorry it took so long, but hopefully we're clarifying. Okay. So let's get back to the Erva question. Okay, so as I said, our Tosis does not explicitly take a stand. You know, when Tosis is mistayeg from the original perspective, which is, you know, that Nida, you know, is not subject to Nasra, you know, and then a continuation even more, you know, that it's actually even Ola, you know, Leibum, never mind, there's no Nasra. Tosis never gets back to the... Tosis doesn't found the question on Erva, and Tosis doesn't, retract, you know, that either. And that's in very sharp contrast, as I say, to Tosis Shanim and to Tosis Rosh. The Rosh is somewhere kind of in the middle, because he has it on one side. Like, Erva is typically... So what does it mean by Nida? Nida isn't an Erva, or it's a different kind of Erva? Hard to know. Okay. So the Rosh is somewhere in between. But our Tosis doesn't take a stand. And that's why you could have the Truvas HaDeshen, you know, weighing in and reading our Tosis in a kind of a radical way. Or not so radical, whatever. But namely that all Tosis is really saying are conditions for Nasra. But, you know, conditions for Nasra do not include, you know, necessarily, this is what Tosfos Rit is saying, you know, Nida is fully an Erva. You could have said you need two dinim for Nasra. You need, we'll have to see still. You need Erva, and you also need that it be, you know, personal, that it be relationship or Korva, you know, oriented. But the way the, you know, Trumas Hadeshen, you know, is understanding it, is that, you know, again, maybe, you know, basically by comparing it to Mumar and not getting into the Erva part of that, Pashtus is no Erva, it's an Iser, but it's not Erva, is that, you know, the Trumas Hadeshen is basically reading Tosis, you know, that the, you know, certainly the answer of the Bali Tosis, you know, bypasses Erva, you know, completely. And therefore, you know, he can formulate Nida as Erva Gemura, you know, and again, it's almost like he's doing two opposite things at the same time. Erva's, you know, Nida's Erva Gemura, but that's totally irrelevant, you know, or it's insufficient, but it seems also like it's irrelevant, because all we really care about in Nasra is, you know, relationship or more, you know, technical, you know, obstacle. Again, it isn't technical obstacle, but I say technical obstacle. We talked a little bit, we'll talk more. I don't mean, you know, Avel or Onain or Havchana or Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, right, things like that. You know, but what I mean is that it's not a relationship idea. So Trumas Hadeshen is reading Tosfos, everything is about the relationship, at least Nasra is all about the relationship, but Hinach Hanami, Nida, isn't just Erva, but the language of Gemura is, now again, does the Trumas Hadeshen, you know, obviously, you know, everybody knows that on the one hand, you know, Nida is in the Parsha of Arayos, okay, although again, as we heard, you know, we still, Baruch pointed out correctly, you know, we still have to look at the wording in that parsha and the especially the connection to you know, to Zachar and Behema, you know, and also Eish HaSish, which are also obviously, you know, different cases of Arayos than the typical ones. You know, you can say there's the Arayos that are blood Arayos, and there's the blood Arayos that are, you know, relationship through marriage ones, and even in them, there's more than one, as we've seen when we talked about Kalasso, when we talked about Achos, you know, Ishto, you know, being different, the ones that are, you know, the Mechayev is the connector, the Mechayev is direct through the connector, you know, things of that sort. And then you have, you know, Nida, and which is very different. And the question is it so different that it really, you know, is mostly not Erva, you know, you know, and you have to kind of, you know, justify its inclusion, or on the contrary, you know, it's Erva Gemura, like the Trumas Hadeshen is saying, but there are a lot of big buts, is what I'm trying to say. So, there is Chayvei Krisus, but what there is not, as we know, objectively, is it's not a permanent, you know, situation. Not only that, but it's, you know, not only changeable, but omed to be changed, because both in terms of the mechayiv of Nida, that's automatically changeable in most cases, in a normal case, right? But then, of course, you have the question of Tahara, you know, which is both in terms of Tumah v'Tahara and in terms of Heter Labala, you know, in a way, you're Mechusar Maisa if you don't do the Tvila. But, you know, this is something that we talked about last year. We'll talk about it again in a couple of minutes, you know, through Rabbeinu Tam, and that is, you know, on one level, you know, it's mechusar maisa, but it's an expected, you know, change. It's not like, oh, you know, some people do, some people don't. You know, the whole idea is that there, you know, might be a chiyuv or a mitzvah. Certainly, it's expected. Certainly, in chayi ishus, you know, it's expected. You know, you couldn't have ona, and you couldn't have period arivia. So it's a it's mechusar maisa on one level, if you're comparing it, you know, to other things that wane and wax, you know, physically on their own. Again, the mechayiv of the nida part does that, you know, and that already might be significant enough. But even the tzvila b'mikvah, the tahara, you know, part, is something that is, you know, omed lakach. And that's something that we saw last year, you know, in the discussions of Tosas and the Ramban, you know, those of you who were here last year, you know, about Eidechad Ne'eman b'Yisurim, because normally we say Eidechad Ne'eman b'Yisurim, you know, but there's a machlokas harishonim, even keneged is chazak Yisura, right? That's a huge, that's machlokas in different sugyas, right? Whether, you know, Kiddushin, Gittin, Yevamos, you know, the beginning of the 10th parak. And, you know, it could be it's a machlokas ha-sugyas, but at least the Balei Tosas, you know, really are very comfortable with the idea that Eidechad is not Ne'eman keneged is chazak Yisura. You know, so they are troubled by Nida. You know, they also hold that Nida is like, you know, this is a Balei Tosas view, not Rashi at all. But and Ramban is very skeptical about it as well. But based on the Gemara in Ksuvas on Daf Ayin Beis, so they're also, you know, the opinion of Balei Tosas in particular, that the Sofrala of Zava, you know, slash Nida, and the fact that we believe her is maybe the makor. So it's like maybe the paradigm of Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Yisurim. Again, the Ramban, both in Yevamos and Gittin, is very skeptical of that. Rashi certainly doesn't hold that. Rashi thinks, you know, that there are Rashi in Chulin and Rashi in Gittin and Rashi in Yevamos. Again, we talked about this last year, as I recall. Yeah. So again, for those who weren't here, I apologize, but you probably know it anyway. And you know, you can look it up, but we'll make, you know, basically the point is that so, you know, the Rishonim are left with the problem, Tosin Gittin on base on the base, and the Ramban and the others, etc. too, but especially anybody who holds that this is like a paradigm of Eidechad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. If you hold it, say Eidechad Ne'eman B'Yisurim A, and B, you hold Eidechad Ne'eman B'Yisurim doesn't work with Eidechad Ne'eman B'Yisurim, so like, you know, why is you know, how could this be the paradigm? But the answer that they give, and they say it in different ways, you know, whether the focal point is on, you know, the mechayev of Nida, namely the Rias Adam, you know, which is Omedes, you know, Lehishtanos. Or, you know, the point is more like the expectation of Tzvila B'mikvah, which again does require an action. Like if she's Shebal Tasa and she never goes to the mikvah, she remains Betumas Nida. You know, even if she isn't, you know, Roa Nida anymore, you know, Kol Chayah. That affects Taharas, and that affects, you know, Issa Labal, Midoraisa. But nonetheless, since this is, you know, it's Omed Lakachis, this is the expectation is to do this, so that isn't called a problem. That's also Chiddush in what constitutes Chazak Yisura. But that's not, you know, something else we talked about last year, but that's a topic in its own right. So, how, you know, significant, you know, is for example, the Trumas HaDeshen, I believe, did Trumas HaDeshen say this? Does he mention that, or am I confusing with somebody else? That, for example, a Mumar is somebody who could do Tshuva. Right? Is that like Nida? Does he mention that or not? I remember I saw that's in Trumas HaDeshen, or that's one of the other who also tried to compare Nida and Mumar, right? But until the Mumar should do tshuva, but you know we hope that he'll do tshuva. You know, you can't exactly compare that to, you know, to this issue. Right? So we'll talk. But anyways, you'll see in a minute in Rabbeinu Tam. So of course that's a big difference. Some Rishonim point to that, you know, Omed Lehishtanos, you know, idea.
I think it's in
Nota Behuda. The Nota Behuda? There's a famous tshuva in the Nota Behuda about this.
They have it in the
Chelik Tinyana Avinu Ezer?
Yeah, they have in the footnote in the Tosfos Hashanim, they say that the Nota Behuda brought this in.
You mean the footnotes? Yeah, what do they say?
They bring the Nota Behuda says the Nimumar the lower minan shneso the olam kevan should be diviyad of the shuv.
And he compares it to Nida.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you, lady. So, yeah, I thought it was also in earlier Makoros, but good. Either way, the point is, but is it a good comparison? I mean, on the one hand, the Chiv to do tshuva is in some respect even greater. But it's also more Mechusar Mait. It's not part of the rhythm. What I was trying to explain last year is like, you know, that's the rhythm of family life. That's, you know, that's you know, that's the way things are supposed to run. Here, you're not, you know, in the case of Bumar, you're not supposed to be mishtameh, that then you have to do tshuva. So on the one hand, that makes the urgency and the importance of doing tshuva even greater. But, you know, it's not like this natural ebb and flow. It's not part of like a rhythm. So it's very interesting, you know, to compare these things. Either way, Tshuva Sadesh is saying that Nida is an Erva Gemura, assuming that he means it, you know, and that he means not only the Maisa, you know, Bia, but also the Shame Gavra, is basically, you know, saying all the, is saying two things. Number one, the physical differences or physical halachic differences, you know, of Nida, I mean, the fact that it's everybody and not, you know, a relationship and kurva issue, which is what, you know, the Tosa Rosh, you know, is zeroing in on when he wants to explain that Nida is not an Erva, right? The fact that, you know, it's, you know, Toli Biyomi Ushvui or whatever, meaning that it's Omed Lishtanos, and whatever. If the Tshuva Sadesh means what he says, you know, so he'll say to you, you know, the Yachas or Kurva thing is not a Hagdara of Erva. And the, you know, fact that, you know, it can and should, you know, change is all very nice. You know, he might say that's okay, you know, with regard to Nesra, I don't know, but, you know, what he, it probably is, that for him is the issue of Nesra, but in terms of Erva, as long as you're Anida, you're an Erva. You know, temporarily, you're fully an Erva. Just like, you know, you're fully a Mumar when you're a Mumar. You're not a Mumar because you could change. It's not a good example. But, the third thing, of course, is, you know, the question of Tvisas Kiddushin. So, Tvisas Kiddushin, Benida, is something that is established, you know, by the Gemara, you know, in two places mostly. Right. One is the Sugyan Kiddushin Samach Zion Amud Beis. The background is the Mishnah, we're going to look at them very quickly, but on Samach Vav Amud Beis there, the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Beis, on Asar Yuchsin, you know, tries to explain, like, which marriages produce Mamzerim or Avlad Pogum, whatever that means. Right? So the principle in the Mishnah is that if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin with this individual, remember, do you have the language of the Mishnah open? Samachvav, Bini, have it? If the Samachvav Midbeis, the Mishnah. There.
Yeah, of course. Read it?
Yeah.
Kamakam Shesh Kiddushin Ve'ein Avera, Hole Kavad, Hole Achar Hazachar, Vezes Ezek, Koenas, Via, Vistrela Shinish.
So that's no Avera, and no, and there is Tfisas Kiddushin. That's the best scenario.
Okay.
So that's whatever that means. Pogum is an interesting category. So, like, let's say, you know, let's say a coin, the grusha. Okay. Okay. Ah, so that's absence of Tvisas Kiddush. She's Kiddushinable, you know, but she's not Kiddushinable to him.
Then a blood mamzer.
So Kolarayah Shebetorah.
Yeah. And Kol Misha Ein Lo Allah V'Lachem Kiddushin Havlad Kamosa V'Zeh Blood Shebetorah.
Okay. So this third category, you know, if you just read the Mishnah alone, first of all, it depends on, meaning Mamzerus depends on Tvisas Kiddushin. And it sounds like the, you know, you know, this includes all Erva, without exception. Then if you look at the Gemara, which we're not going to be able to finish today, so we'll leave that for, well, we'll speak about it for a minute anyway, but if you look at the Gemara in Samach Zayin Omid Beis, oh, you have it very quickly, you could just...
yeah, the end part by...
where the Gemara, the, where the Gemara says about Nida, yeah.
So, the Gemara says from Rafi Nida Nami. Once we say that, it's all about all rayos. So Alama Merbayi Kalmudim Val Nida Val Sudashen Val Mamzer.
Yeah, it's interesting that Sota's, you know, also mentioned, you know, here. Because we'll risk Sota and Ma'an Dekar Shemei.
Right.
At least the Nida, because in the Parsha, in Akhrei, was Parsha Sarai, right?
Right. I mean, the member of Abaye included Sota.
What?
I mean, that member of Abaye happened to include Sota.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's interesting. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Amar Cheskiah, Amar Kra, Abitini Dasa Alav, Afilu Shasti Dasa Teba Abaye.
So it's a special Lima.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And Sota has its own Lima.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, you know, again, there are two ways to understand the Gemara's Maskana. I mean, if you look at the Mishnah is all Arayas. So the way to read the Gemara, one way to read the Gemara is that Teheni Dasa Aleha, that she has Havaya, right, is an indication that it's not Arayos. Right? Why is it in the Parsha of Arayos? You know, it's very Chamor. There are other ways to explain it, obviously. And we'll see the language also in the Parsha, and then we'll try to finish this up on Sunday. But the point is to emphasize that the exception in the Halakha is a reflection in Erva that would work better with the language of the Mishnah. And obviously the partnering, you know, with Sota is tricky in that regard as well. Because again, Sota is Ke'erva, but not only is there Tisa's Kedushin, but Sota isn't in the Parsha of Akrimos, right? And even if you say, you know, Tuma Ke'erva, it's Tuma Ke'erva, and as we know already, but we have to revisit it, there's a big machlokas on Rishonim, you know, whether or not, you know, the Tuma Ke'erva is just a way of justifying, like, Tsaras Erva, right? But really, really, even when it comes to Yibum, Tsaras Sota is Midaraisa, no different than Ase Dochalosase, and there is Zika, and really Yibum of Bia Rishona, right? Or, no, we take more seriously, and that we emphasize that as being very Kashub because of the Tsaras Erva part, of course, but, or no, Tsaras Erva, I'm sorry, the Din of Tsaras Erva, and the Din of, you know, Erva Ketuma, you know, means that there's no Yibum and no Chalitza and no Zika, which means you really do treat it in some respects, at least in Hilchos Yibum, it could still be a special din in Yibum, you know, which is so different. But again, the fellowship, we'll call it, you know, with, you know, the fellowship of Nida and Sota here is a very interesting, and by extension also it's a Matsu Grush also a little bit, is a very interesting question. Okay, so the absence of Tfisos Kiddushin, again, could be understood in two very different ways. If you look at the Rambam, and this is like symptomatic, I think, you know, what does the Rambam do? Didn't he saw?
Yeah, he says that by persecution of Afalpita, it's an Erva.
Afalpisha Erva. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah, and it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
Right.
But, and this is a pattern that we find in the Rambam, you know, throughout. I'll show it to you. Again, we're not going to be able to finish it today, unfortunately, but we'll finish Mitzvah on Sunday. That the Rambam gratuitously, and where the Gemara or Mishnah doesn't say it, and where it's open to, you know, interpretation, whether it's an Estan Zona, or Tzvisas Kiddushin, right, or you know, some of the other cases, the Rambam will almost always add the word. And again, if you just read it in isolation, it's a great example, you know, of Rambam reading, you know, or the skill of Rambam reading, or the art of Rambam reading. I mean, if you just read it in isolation, you know, some of these psakim, like the Esan Zona Rambam is actually Mekudash in other ways, but not the Nida part per se, but the, some of the other things, it's just kind of accentuated. But the Rambam's psakim, you know, in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis of the Pasishos, you know, and some of the stuff about, you know, Chuppah, those are psakim where the substance, you know, is a question. We'll talk all about that on Sunday, but you know, even in the places where the Rambam is just, you know, faithfully, you know, subscribing to the normative, you know, what the pashtus of Allah, like here. Well, all the Rambam's saying is that this Tfisas Kiddushin for Nida. But the extra words, afal pi, again, one more time.
Hamikadish,
Chutzmi, again, one more time. Hamakadesh?
Yeah, Hamakadesh, Achzman Arayaz, also Kulmshin, Shintosim, Ba'erba, Chutzman Anida.
Yeah. So he says this a number of places, Afalpi Shahu Erva, Afalpi Shahu Erva, where the Gemara doesn't say. Again, Esson Zona is another example. I think the other, if you have Esson Zona just for a second, as an example, what is it, Perek Hilchos Yisurei Mizveah? Is it up there on the board? It's there? Yeah, go ahead. What?
I mean, I don't see that.
Oh, it's not there.
Comment,
but it's coming.
One second.
Oh, Noam, you've taken over again?
Yeah, a little bit, it seems. Here we go.
Okay. I thought we, you know, you had earned, like, you had earned your well-deserved retirement.
I thought it was going to be a complete retirement. But
right. It seems like they're calling you Bamakob
Shainish. From the disabled list, yeah.
Yeah. Not disabled.
From the, yeah.
The emeritus list. The respected emeritus. Yeah, you have it? Yeah.
Roger, right.
After all that, I want to make it clear that you're really not in retirement.
I thought we were on Benny still. Kol sheish bo shein lavod zara lo yaseh l'malechet hakodesh aval pi shumuter be'anav ezu etna ha'omer lezona heilich davar zeh bischarich echad zona kudit o shivcha v'yisraelit shei erva alav omet hayvi lavet aval pnuya afilu hayakoin etna namutar v'chein ishto nido etna namutar aval pi shein erva.
Oh, so the words aval pi shehi erva, I'll give you a few others. Is a superfluous. It doesn't say that in the Gemara because you don't need erva. It's not clear that erva is the, you know, eslan zona. It's a category of zona, and one of the zonas is erva. But the idea that nida is excluded is based on the Gemara. Let's look at the language of the Gemara in that's the Gemara in tomorrow, right? Chavtes omen aleph chavtes omen beis. So if you just look at the language of the Gemara, you know, and then you look at the Rambam. You know, under a bit more of a, you know, of a magnifying glass. So it's the afalpi, you know, shehi erva is superfluous. But it's not. For the Rambam, it's very critical. For the Rambam, always nida is erva, but. Whereas in the sugya and for Rabbeinu Tam, the opposite is true. It's in the parsha of Arayos, but it's not a real, erva. So when the Trumas HaDeshen says Erva Gemura, right, it's a statement. As I said before, I think the logical place to make the distinction, if you want to, and Rob thought this, I think many people probably think it, and that is between, there's a difference between the mice, describing the Maisa Beira, or the Maisa Bia. It could be a Maisa Erva, a Maisa Gili Arayos, in other words, whereas the Shem Gavra, you know, is not an Erva. If it, you know, waxes and wanes, you know, and, you know, if it doesn't affect, you know, Tvisas Kiddushin and, you know, other things, you know, it's hard to say that this is a got. So then the question becomes, so basically I have three views. One is, it's erva, and there are Xeris HaKosov exceptions. And maybe those Xeris HaKosov exceptions are related to some of the physical or structural, you know, oh, because it isn't permanent, you know, because it's not negative per se, it's part of the rhythm, you know, of Ishus, you know, and so on and so forth. It's not a relationship, you know, but not, you know, whatever. But basically it's erva even begavra, you know, and the default is, you know, that it's erva, you know, until you can show that it's not erva. That's one extreme. Now the other extreme is kind of the Rambam, which is that, you know, nida is erva, and that's why he keeps mentioning it all the time, even as he's mostly paskening. But there may be some echoes for that reason, I think, possibly. Not sure. The Noskeim don't interpret it this way. But Perek Dalet Halacha Yudbeis, right, which we were talking about before, the Rambam does say that lechatchila you shouldn't be mekadesh anida. So the Noskeim understand that is connected to a practical problem, namely the Mesiras HaTabas, right? Or it could be connected to another problem, and then the Rambam L'shitaso, which we already mentioned, and that is, like, you know, maybe, you know, if you don't want to separate the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, I mean, the Rambam has another Shita, very famous, right? Perik Yud, Halacha Beis, in Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam says that, you know, Chuppah is Yichud Haroi Labia, and the Rambam says, Lafikach, Nida, Chuppas Nida, it sounds like, well, you could have thought that the Rambam says is completely invalid, you know, we'll see, we'll take a few minutes, but it's a massive topic, it'll take a few minutes. And that is, you know, maybe the right thing to say is the language that he uses, which is it, that it's not, you know, Ishus Gemura. Okay, but either way, either of these Rambams could be understood in isolation. In other words, you could say, oh, it's just because it's Yichud HaRoi L'Biya. So since it's Yichud HaRoi L'Biya, you have to have that actual potential. But the problem is that the Nosei Kelim, you know, and Rishonim earlier, I'll point out that, like, Geish Kopal Lepsulos, right, there seem to be problems with this. So what is Shitzarab? So is Rambam Shita singling out, you know, Kupas Nida and his view that Mechatchila he should be Mekadesh, which is the Chiddush? I don't think anybody said that before the Rambam. And certainly not Noveh from any Gemara. Is that his way of saying, if you want to minimize it, you could say, oh, it's about Mesiras HaTabas, Chashash Negiyah. Or you could say that, oh, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the potential of Kiddushin v'Nisuin together, you know, is a reason why you shouldn't do Kiddushin in a way that can't lead to, you know, the proper chuppah, you know, etc. Or is this maybe not a coincidence and related to the fact, this is my suggestion, that the Rambam, maybe some of these things are true, but in addition to that, it's related to the fact that the Rambam actually thinks that a Nida is an Erba. And even, you know, where he talks about, again, the Esnan Zona and the Tfisas Kiddushin or a few other things, you know, he always finds it necessary to add Apalpi Shehi Erba. So this ends up being, or these end up being, like the Akkas. The contrast to that, of course, is not only Tosa Rosh, Udi may talk about the temporary part, etc. And then you have, you know, the Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, the Tosa Rosh talks about the, you know, fact that it is Osir Lakol and it's not a relationship issue. Interesting that for Tosa Rosh, Erva means Kurva, means, you know, Yachas, and so on. He doesn't emphasize, the Tosa Rosh at least, you know, the other issues, you know, of, you know, how easy to, again, the Bali Tosis, when they want to talk about, you know, to the other, the second, we still haven't gotten to that, you know, why there's no Nasra, maybe because Drachel, Darche, Noam being playing such a central role in it, that's their view. So there, you have, like, some of them have the formulation, and Drachel, Darche, Noam doesn't apply to Nida. Why doesn't it apply to Nida? So they give two different, but very close, you know, explanations. One is, because even a Baal has, you know, the problem of, or the issue of Nida. So that's not a Drachea Darchinon problem. Or some of them give the answer because it, you know, waxes and wanes. So you have, you know, waiting it out. There's a prescribed waiting period and it's all part of the rhythm. You know, so, you know, it's not comparable to, you know, like a Muberes and, you know, you don't know if there's going to be a Nefila or things of that sort. Or you know, he's married to the sister, you know, but the sister, you know, something might happen to her, or maybe even if she's ill, you know. So the Rishonim know how to emphasize, some of them know how to emphasize, you know, the temporary or the waxing and waning aspect of Nida in context of Drachel Darchei Noam. And some of them know how to emphasize that, you know, to explain Nasra, you know, but it is, you know, absent in the Tosa Rosh, you know, could have said that that's why it's not an Erba. But it's Rabbeinu Tam who says that's not why it's not an Erba. So that, I think it's very interesting. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mention, at least in Sefer Yashar, you know, the fact that, you know, it applies to everyone and it's not specific or you know, relationship-oriented. So there's an interesting, like, subplot going on here, even among the group of Rishonim who say that, you know, there's no Nasra here because Nida is not an Erba, right? What is it that defines not being an Erba, right? It could have been the waxing and waning. It could have been the, you know, everybody or particular relationships. It could have been Tfisas Kiddushin itself, right? Tfisas Kiddushin gets mentioned very prominently, not by Rabbeinu Tam, but by the Ravon. But what does the Ravon exactly really mean? is the Rabban, we'll get to that, you know, I guess when we finish with this on Sunday. It sounds initially, when you read the Rabban, that what he's saying is exactly this. She's not an Erva because it's Tfisas Kiddushin. I'm not so sure that that's really what he means to say. Maybe he also means to say that. But at least when it comes to the Nasra, it sounds to me like what he's really saying is, it's not, you know, a problem of Yavama Yavo Aleha, because if he would Yavo Aleha, there would be, you know, Tfisas Kiddushin. So maybe what he's really saying is that, you know, the factor of Tfisas Kiddushin is directly connected to the Nasra problem, you know, not so much to the Erva problem. Okay, so we'll get to the Rabban in a minute. I want to finish up with Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rabbeinu Tam, in sharp contrast to Trumas HaDeshen and maybe the middle Shita or maybe also the extreme Shita of the Rambam, you know. So again, we have three views. It's Anida Gemura, Anida's Erva Gemura, and there are exceptions or limitations. Nida is not Erva at all, even though it's in the Parsha of Erva, just because it's an Avera Chamura. And the middle Shita, as I say, there's a Maisa Gilui Arayos, you know, but anything having to do with the Shem Gavra, the Dinim that depend on Shem Gavra, that you don't have. So this idea of Rabbeinu Tam, what's fascinating about Rabbeinu Tam is his emphasis, just give me one more minute, as I mentioned the other day, of, you know, how he deals with the psukim and Lishna Drabon. Do we have the language of Rabbeinu? Do we have Rabbeinu Tam there? Up in Sefer Yosha?
That's the poem this time.
What?
The poem for Shai is up there. The better poem.
Shai, you want to do it?
All right. Shiva Lerim Ben Ephraim Ben Yitzchak Miregens Bork Tshuva.
Oh, they have a little more. This is from the Bar Ilan. They have a little more than the printed one, even. Shuvah Rabbeinu Tam Yitzchak Miregens, the Regensburg part. Doesn't he have the Achi in the other ones?
That's in the next paragraph.
Oh, okay. Good. Even better. Wow. And Tshuva, like there's a symmetry, right? There's a cadence there. Okay, on the right, you'll tell me the type. Right, poetic terminology. Okay, go ahead.
Ayarim Praim, Adam Praim, Yehil Mikraim, Roshim La'arayim, the Mori Rebbe Rabbeinu Ephraim. So right. Amarayim, Rosh Savarayim.
Well, that's also very interesting. I mean, he wasn't. He was when he was shown it, but. I mean, he says his contemporary. He's a contemporary of Rabbeinu Tam. That's way past this, but he means, you know, it's laudatory, put it that way. Before he comes to destroy him, you know he's very complimentary. Okay. He has a lot of exchanges with Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, go ahead. Ashrecha.
Ashrecha shezachita v'lo avarta al das chaveirecha v'gam ani odecha v'chein avarechecha v'chayai.
Yeah, none of this is in the printed one. This is amazing. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Hechazarta atara liyoshna v'irecha kivar shona v'ha'ir sheyomru yoshiveha nimnu v'gomru mishmeres Hashem shamaru. Misores, Viadenu, Mavatenu, Bidoleha, Nidolia Kodesh, Shalom the Ear, Shalom the Kobanea Ear, Uberosh Kulam, Shalom the Rav Rabbi Yitzchak, Vilhaverinu Rabbein Ephraim, Viliate Rabbaneha Ear, May Adir, Viadza Ear.
Wow. From the greatest to the fledgling list. Okay, so basically he's very obviously been doing good work, Rabbein Ephraim, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Can I start reading?
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't just, you know, only ask you to do the acknowledgement.
Mitok Varecha Thirib Ben Ephraim, Laman Nubi Arba Ata Osek, Vimal Arba Lo Ashivcha, Al Chamesh,
Lo Ashivacha,
Lo Ashivacha, Al Chamesh, Ani Unimaparshi.
So, which is a play on the, you know, the Psukim in Nach, about, you know, the Averos or the, you know, whatever. But yeah, so basically what they think he means by that is like the first four questions were more serious, right? And the fifth one, you know, it's like more of a chidud, but he's going to, you know, he has such great kavod for him that he's going to be like, go ahead, have a gav the same. So it's lafuke nida already, right? Meaning he's taking the stand. No. It was obviously earlier than you know, the others. that the contrast to achos isha is a way of excluding, right, erva in nida, which is totally absent from our tosis. But now, what is it? Afagav. So this is the only Rishon who says this.
Afagav dechseva al isha v'nidas devota lo tikrav legalos v'chulu.
Which means that it's in the parsha of erva.
Ein hatamud kore erva ela delotalia b'yome v'tvila.
So that is, of course, very interesting. Meaning, who cares what... This isn't a linguistic question on a Gemara. Like, oh, how come you're calling it this and not calling it that? Right? This is a substantive question, whether or not there's a din of Nasra, you know, one of the paradigms of which is apparently Achos Isha, which is an Erba. We're saying, no, it's different. Right? And it's different because it's not an Erba. So, obviously, that has to be a conceptual legal truth, not just a linguistic rabbinic usage, right? So that's our Rabbeinu Tam's way of saying the fact that the rabbis don't call Nida an Erva, right, indicates that they understood that the Parsha is being the Gala Milsa something, right, but it isn't the conceptual final word or even, you know, relevant word, Anida, which, as I say, I think is not, and again, it's not always this way in Bali Tosis, but I think it's not atypical. I think the Bali Tosis, part of the Bali Tosis perspective on the relationship between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh is that, you know, Torah Shebichtav is megala a lot of things. Again, I always give the example of, you know, Rabosav, you know, Shel Rashi, where, you know, Rashi, Rabosav, Bali Tosis, all basically say, you know, like, who cares whether or not, like, when Tosis is responding, or Rashi is responding, like, to the Rabosav who say, well, you know, it's the Furish Bakra, you know, you don't have, it's only learned out, you know, Kesef is only on a key, you can stay Ephron, so it's not Befurish Bakra. So they basically say, like, who cares? That's, you know, the Torah says some things explicitly, it says some things, you know, through a drasha, right? But basically, the important thing is it Doraisa or is it Darabana? And if it's Doraisa, then, you know, if there's a drasha, then that's the equivalent. Whereas, I think the Rambam always thinks, that's the different something. Sometimes it's Drabanan, sometimes it's hierarchically a different level than Doraisa, but for the Rambam, it's always significant what is Mefurish Bakra, what is not, and it is always significant what the Drasha is. Now, can we always fathom, you know, the implications of that? You know, that's what we're here, you know, Torahi V'lilmon Anu Tzrichim. That's what we're here, humbly, you know, trying to reconstruct. But the idea that there's a certain hierarchy, that things that are, you know, mefurish, or the way thing, that is significant conceptually and legally, and this is a great example of it, meaning the Rambam doesn't think Nida's presence in Parshas Arayos, you know, has been rendered moot because of the differences in Lishna Durabana. And because for him, as I like facetiously to say, Torah Shebichtav is the best Lamda Sheperush, you know, of Torah Shebaalpeh. And for Balei Tosfos, you know, when that works out, maybe, but, you know, maybe not across the board. So that's what Tosfos is saying. The Lishna Durabanan, and then he's going to explain what he means by that. And then the Diuk is quite, you know, quite illuminating, really. Right? Look how carefully, you know, the Rishonim read the Gemara. Not that, you know, that seems obvious, but, like, even in something like this. Go ahead. Before we begin to do that, right. So that is, again, what we were talking about before. But it's still quite extraordinary, right? The you want to prove whether Nida... I'm going to stop a minute. You want to prove that Nida is an Erva or not, so you're proving it from... Well, I mean, it's fair game. We definitely would want to look at it. Ein davar she'be'erva, you know, pachas mishnayim. So do you need to aid him to establish Nida? The answer is no. So obviously it's not a davar she'be'erva. And not only that, Rabbeinu Tam's hinting, maybe the Sofra law is even the Mokar Vein on, you know, and why is that? Why is that? Because... No, before we get to that. The reason for that, so that's the temporary, the waxing and the waning part. He thinks that's so significant.
Is the only waxing and waning for sure?
What?
Is the only for sure, like, waxing and waning?
What do you
as
think?
As opposed to, like, 7 days automatic? Because tefillah...
Yomi, tefillah, you mean? What do you
think? Just wondering if they're separate factors or just like...
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I don't want to. I'm trying to make much of this, but I don't want to make too much.
Yomi is interesting because, like, in the Gittin discussion, you don't really get like, Yomi as much as you get like.
No. I don't mean the Eidechon and Bisurim. I'm saying the first point was Eina Talmud Korei Er, and that he's going to back up in a second even more. B, Ella, you know, Delotoli. I'm sorry. The Talmud only calls Erba things that are not time.
Right.
You know, waxing and waning. Okay. That's all I mean.
I know, I'm just wondering.
Now, I think there's a separate point. Ein davar shemer pachlus shemayim, right? Ein cheskas nida bichlal. I think by cheskas nida, I'm wondering whether he's even saying like, edachot bitzchatek isura, even, I think. Velos firasa, probably referring to the safrala. Again, I'm taking a little license based on Tosis and Gittin and the other Balei Tosis or whatever, because this is their... You know, that's their worldview of Eidecha and Embisra. I could be wrong about a few things, but I'm not wrong about the bigger picture. Now, again, you could have said that Eidecha and Embisra has nothing to do with anything. It's true it says Ein Davar Shemer Pachlus Mishnayim, but if you remember, again, those who were here last year, and even if you weren't, so what do we mean when we say Ein Davar Shemer Pachlus Mishnayim? Right? So there are two, you know, types of dinim. One is where the consequences are very severe, like znuths, right? But in you know, and you know, there's a chiyuv misa. There's a chiyuv misa also nida, for sure. But in terms of like a crime, you know, nida is not a crime. I mean, maisabia in nida would be a crime. But the bigger point of the Ein Davar Shemer Pachlus Mishnayim is not that you know that might not need to be at all. It's the idea of requiring, you know, edos for gittin and kiddushin, right? And in some cases, maybe even edikim. So, as we discussed last year, we were talking about eschazik isur and all these other things. You know, again, the Gemara has different, you know, their Bali Tosa have different girsos, whether it's, you know, ein davar shebe'erva pachlus mishnayim or edos, ein davar shel edos pachlus mishnayim. Bekitzur, just to make it clear, you could have said that what constitutes davar shebe'erva and what constitutes isurim is not dependent on the parsha in Achrimos or even the shame erva legabe other things, but it has to do what it means is in a more general way. You know, this is one of the things we talked about last year. Eidus, which reflects either yitziras achalos, like gittin v'kiddushin, or a transformation from a status quo that is consequential, you know, and that is permanent, right? Like, you know, Ishus and Gerushin, things of that sort. So for that, you're basically being made on a Maisa, and a Maisa which was, you know, transformative, and there you're required to Edus. As opposed to Edus, where, you know, it's more like Zehut, you're just identifying, you know, you're just, it's factual Edus. You know, Ishtimo de'inu, you know. Like, who is the Yavam? And who is the Baal? Things like that. We talked about it a lot last year. I'm not going to review the whole thing. Just, you know, in general terms. Meaning, you could say, Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that Ein Davar Shemer Pachlus Mishnayim is dependent formally, legally, on the Shem Erva. That's what he's assuming. And therefore he's saying, well, you don't have that for sure in Nida, because Eva Safra La, you're not even treating it like it's Chazak Isura, you know? So it's obviously not Erba. But what I'm saying, and what will Rambam say, and what will Trum Sadeshan say, and they also agree that you don't need Shai Medim for you know, for Tvilas Nida, or Sviras Nida. Right? The answer is, what they'll say is, you know, the term Ein Davar Shemer Pachlus Mishnayim has a different meaning in this context. It means, you know, a chalos, or it means a maisa beira, a maisa, you know, which changes status, you know, as opposed to, you know, identifying a mitzvah. Okay? So there's a double chiddush in what Rabbeinu Tam says. Okay. In continuation, go ahead. Now is where he talks about Lishna Darabana. So he says a very fascinating thing, just a Teda.
Teda de chiyalef beperka omel chaveiro.
Means third part of Kiddushin.
Salat
Zion, right?
Me'achas isha b'mamatzinu.
Regarding Tzvisas Kiddushin issue, right?
Mefarish ma'achas isha miyuchedesh hi erva.
And there, what Rabbeinu Tam is trying to say is, no one asked the question, oh, what about Nida? Right? By the way, it's very parallel, as we know, for our Gemara, here in the beginning of Yevamos. We also have the Bamei Matzinu people, and then Rav Yona, right? Not the medieval one, and not my grandson either, but, you know, right, the one from the Talmud. And that basically is the Hekesh, and Amos Shivan al Hekesh. So the diuk in both cases is that in the context of the Hekesh, it's about Toeva, not about Erva. Right? Whereas the Bamei Matzinu is about Erva. So in the Gemara, when it talks about Tzvisas Kiddushin, asks the question only when it talks about the Mechayiv of Toeva and the Hekesh. That's such a great deal. Yeah, go ahead.
Mechayalit mehekesh de Rabbi Yona, eno mazgir erva, de imei shivin ala hekesh, ve'aha hu parich afilu nidanar.
I would have added that eat that whole shock of the tari also is not bidin erva. It's bidin toeva. Yeah, go ahead. Aval.
Aval amamatzinu mefarish machos yish mechadashi erva v'chul v'lo parich minida kla.
Because conceptually the Gemara doesn't think that nida is an erva. Now, of course, you could have... Yeah, okay. That's regarding Tzvisas Kiddushin. You could say exactly the same thing in the Shaklavataria of the Gemara here, right, on Gimel Amud Beis, and then again on, what is it, Zion... Where's Rav Yonah? On Zion Amud Aleph? Ches Amud Aleph, before we get to the Lakaf Alech, the Lakaf Yom and Viyah, on Ches Amud Aleph. So it's exactly the same thing, though. It's totally true. Yeah.
Question, but if it's really about Tu'eva,
the Gemara
says, Kotukwa, Rayos,
Kula.
Why wouldn't the Gemara say, Kotukwa, Tu'eva,
Kula?
It's a very technical question, but in the context of the
Hekesh. Yeah, but they're saying it's Kola Rayos because they're called in the Hemshech Tu'eva. Yeah. Well, we'll look at the language. I just can't do it right now, but we'll. Anyway, that's for Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. Now there's a little bit here which I think is hard to read, at least in my text. They fix it up. I don't know. Votema,
my
tama yalev.
My tama yalev mi mamatzinu. Leilek mekesh derabi yona. Why in the first place did they even try the mamatzinu? Ela korchos lim ute nida.
Yeah, it's hard to read, and the people who put out the critical edition, unless it's a newer one, they basically threw up their hands and said something missing. But it seems like the thrust of it seems to be very fascinating. It goes back to our Gemara, meaning how the imke lichtov litzror gabe nida dekila de gabe lo tikach isha al chalsa like lemeimar imke lichtov lo yikach etzol nida kedemaksha mi. The top secret. I think what he means, I can't be certain about this because it's definitely something a little off in the text, is like, oh, if Nida really was an Erba, and if there was a problem, you know, of Yibum, then it would have been better for the Torah to write the din of Litzror, you know, meaning A, the excludes the Aleha and the Litzror, which are, you know, the sources of excluding, you know, Erba. And Soras Erba, by would have better to do that by Nida, then you could say Kol Shekein everything else, because it's, which is interesting, because when we learned the Gemara about Achos Isha, one of the errors that I made is the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's only Achos Isha, right? And then the Gemara says Kamashman. And the point that we made was, only Achos Isha? Achos Isha is practically the most makel, you know, of the Arayoses, because, you know, if the wife dies, then, you know, then it's Mutter. So I was trying to explain two things. Number one, that is a kula, but it's a kula should novea meachumra, because it's all about the relationship with the wife. You know, which is why you kind of have a meaning that there's, you know, only achosisha, or that they, you know, only achosisha has tzores erba. All the shakavatari you give a little bit, so we just got off. But in addition to that, you could say, oh, the Gemara is like, you know, it's part of the you know, shakunataria and being bikorti, you know, challenging and all. But the maskana, once it's all whatever, and then you take a step back, one of the things I was suggesting also, maybe the fact that it ends up being an achos isha is dafka because it is the most mako, you know, of all. So once you know it applies to everything, then you can appreciate that it's with achos isha, not because it's the most chamor, but because, A, it's the other sister-in-law, but beyond that, you know, it's the other sister-in-law, and he chose her by choosing the wife, like the Ramban says, and Gimel Amnala. But in addition to that, it's because it's the most Meka one, and yet it's an Erva, and then maybe that's what Rebbeinu Tam, I'm not sure. I think that's what Rebbeinu Tam is saying. Had Nida, in Lishna Dra, been a real Erva, Lagabe Yibum, then the Torah should have put, you know, this din of Tsaros and of the Isser Erva on Nida, even more than Achos Isha. But I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know what
we
put the footnotes in, but yeah, I'm
going
on. It says that.
Oh, okay. So my sister agrees. Okay, great. Usually we don't agree. These kind. What? Oh, okay, great. I know. In their footnotes, they explain
that.
Yeah,
it's on the board now.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, break it up. But he's making two different points. He's saying the first point is just about the Gemara in Yevamos, that it should have said the story about Nida. He's saying also the Gemara in Kiddushin, likewise, if you thought that in the Binyan I was including Nida, so the same argument, right? Lo sikach by Nida, and then expand from there to the Shar arrives.
Right, because Kol Shekein.
Right, because he's assuming that Nida.
I think on the Yibum side, it's very, very, very important because it fits into what we, you know, were. Okay, let's continue just for. I shouldn't really, but. Should we stop here?
Are there other points in here that Rebbe wants to bring out?
Where are we? okay, we'll stop here. I want to finish with the Rebbeinu Tam and the Ravon, and then I want to circle back. You know, we still have to do Nasra and the second answer of Tosis, but I want to talk about Chalitza first. The question of, if there is a Nasra, what about the Chalitza question? And a few other little points. Yeah.
Yeah, just to clarify, I think we were saying earlier in the shiur that in contrast, like Tosfos HaRosh emphasizes Tfisus Kiddushin as like his reasoning behind why he does not have. Did we see that that's like the link here?
I mean, because of the way he interprets the Baruch
Kiddushin. You were here in this last line. He does invoke it, but like, is that a central factor as opposed to? Like,
no, I didn't think Rebbeinu Tam is the one who invokes Tfisus Kiddushin. I think we're the Rabban.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the Ravana, I'm not so sure. I just find it curious. I think that's the best thing to emphasize in a way. But here he has it from the Gemara. He's bringing a raya from the Gemara in Kiddushin that, you know, that in the sugya of Tfisas Kiddushin, Adnida is clearly not an error.
Right.
But he doesn't say that that's a causal or.
Right. Does Rebbe think that there is something which is like primarily for the reason behind it?
Well, I think it's more the waxing and the waning. You know, I'll take him at his word. The waxing and the waning. If you know, how can it be that this is something that comes and goes? If it's a status, and I think the other one, the raya from Eidachad Nemam Bisurin, and I think later on he goes back to the waxing and waning on another level, in terms of like being a Zika problem in the very end of the piece. But I think it's curious that he doesn't, you know, especially since he is invoking the Gemara in Kiddushin for the Lishna Derabanan point. Like, why not also say that and he understands, like, you know, of course it's not Erva. Like, is it conceivable something could be Erva and it could be Tzitzis Kiddushin? Of course not. I would think that would be the strongest right. So I do think the Rabban is invoking it, but then I think maybe he's also trying to accomplish something else at the same time with it, meaning to explain, you know, something about Zika. Okay. Sorry for going a little over time, but we'll continue with Mitzvah Shabbat and finish up on Sunday. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. We slept on.
Yeah. I don't know why that's a